That'd be a successful comeback. I don't know.
Well, it was big.
It's big enough to win.
It was big when you're when you've scored only two field goals and you're nigh on into the fourth quarter. And
I heard people leaving, and again, there's nothing better than sitting in the stands at a football game to realize how many people pay for tickets and don't understand the game, which is kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Going, oh boy, I sure am glad we started running. Yeah, we probably should have started that in the second quarter, but it's okay. Hey, did you guys didn't do? I mean, we talked about this. We talked about you guys buying a lottery ticket for us. Remember?
Yeah.
And we didn't do that. And
yeah, Chase, that was your job.
Yeah. I know. A miserable failure.
So there was one winner.
Sorry, guys.
Sold by the Georgia Lottery on Saturday.
We could not be at work this morning.
$116 million. And again, as they always do, they give you the winning numbers.
Yeah,
like rubbing it in your face.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I had that right there under my coffee cup as I was driving to work. I had those numbers. If I just remembered to go ahead and play them.
Epic fail.
$116 million. New environmental rules that cut phosphates in detergents, causing a wave of customer complaints that the dishwashing detergent doesn't work anymore. So the environmentalists say, take the phosphates out of the detergents. It'll help the environment. The only problem is now that they've done that, they don't work anymore. Having to clean. And the thing is, you know, you've left it on the dry cycle. So now that little piece of food has been baked onto the glassware or whatever. Now you're going to have to chip it off before you put it up there in the cabinets. You boys notice that necessarily?
No.
Maybe we just need to get rid of dishwashers. They're, you know, we need to go back to pumping the water right there at the sink and hand washing just the way it was supposed to be. Bring back SOS and Brillo pads.
I think that'd be a fine idea.
Let's clean them up.
Yeah, I used a Brillo pad just the other day.
Do what?
I did.
Where did you get it?
Well, you can still buy them there at the store.
Okay, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. No, they have a long shelf life. I don't know if you knew it or not.
Yeah, they really don't spoil. Scott.
There's not an expiration date on it.
You don't have to open up a box of Brillo pads to smell them and see if they're still good.
Yeah.
Remember that? They were pink and the SOS were blue.
Well, normally in the sink we have just one of those little, those little rough
I understand.
Little things.
That's why I'm asking. What did you need the Brillo pads for?
Well, because I couldn't find the little thing.
Have a box of Brillo pads?
No, I think we were out of the little rough towels.
Okay.
So I looked down there, and sure enough, back in the back, behind my water filter, which you've heard me talk about here on WTW.
Used by 2075.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I found a box of Brillo pads.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many in that box? I mean, you know, when it was first opened. I mean, do you have any idea?
I think
10 or 12.
Like when I bought it in the mid-80s, I think it had, probably a dozen count.
Yeah. And how many you got left?
This was the last one.
Oh,
so you have a Brillo shortage at your house.
Yeah. So in 20 years, I've used 12 of them probably.
So it sounds like a trip to Sam.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and get that one. 68 of them.
Yeah. Three, I was going to say three dozen. So.
Well, okay. So you use
There's nothing wrong with the Brillo pad.
It's fine. Uh-huh. But then you set it down, and it's going to get rusty, right, eventually?
Yeah, I put a rust stain on your sink.
Something just gets nasty, right. Anyway, I can't think. I remember using those things to clean the white walls on my car.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what I remember using an SOS pad for. Uh-huh. But, but then.
You don't even have to kneel down to do that. I don't know.
Stand it up. That's all right.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, otherwise you'd have to use the
early
clean.
In the week for short jokes.
You'd have to clean it. I'm a guy, and why would I clean?
Right? Yeah, right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so now the detergents, dishwashing detergent without the phosphate is not working. So just remember that. Okay. Students at Winthrop, Minnesota school will be trading their textbooks for iPads this year. According to the Mankato Free Press, each student at the high school has been issued an Apple iPad preloaded with all the books they will need for the school year. Wonder how that'll work. Now, they did that in Bryan, did they?
They did laptops.
That's right. They did
4 or 5 years ago.
Right, exactly.
SFA.
Yep. The iPad isn't just for reading, though. The school is also allowing students to use other features, including the internet browser, email, and video.
Do we know what age group this is?
Well, high school.
Yeah. Facebook, Twitter apps.
Yeah, I'm thinking that'll work out nicely.
Yeah, this may not go well.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, and I'm sure that there are other school districts who are watching that to see what will happen. Students in Pinellas County, Florida, also using a new technology to learn instead of using those textbooks. Students there will carry just one book. It's an e-book. A pilot program by Clearwater High School. Students using the Amazon Kindle for math, English, and science. The device typically sells for $200. Schools getting them at a discounted rate. The students will be responsible for lost or damaged e-readers, just as they would regular textbooks. Well, it's a good thing that you don't have to pay attention in college after you get there, you know, with electronic stuff. But have you heard about these devices called clickers?
The things that change channels on TV?
No, it wouldn't
those
be that, would it be?
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd actually be the one that's going to ask you to pay attention in a college class.
Oh.
Now there's a challenge, okay? The things are just called, basically, clickers. And story yesterday in the Philadelphia Inquirer about it, and they were over at Temple University. I wonder how I did go to look at the Texas A&M website to see, and you can register your clicker there. I just don't know how many classes are using them at A&M. But it is a personal response device, a small electronic gadget about the size of a slim calculator that at the American Law and American Society students are using. It is a learning tool used to take attendance, poll student opinion, and administer quizzes. And it's taking hold on campuses across the country with an estimated 2 million college students now using them, transforming teaching and learning. They sell from anywhere from $35 to $45 each, shifting education away from the age-old practice of putting a professor at the front of the room to lecture to an audience that is passive. Instead, it forces, you ready for this? Participation from the students. They're actually going to have to be alert so that they can learn. Matter of fact, what they'll do is they will ask for each student to respond to a question, and then they'll have the polled information right there on a graph instantly. So you're thinking that,
And now we're going to go to our in-class Instapoll.
Yeah, and that's what they'll have. They do. They have the Instapoll right there. And, in fact, they did some interesting things, just kind of fun stuff. Last Tuesday morning, this student used her clicker. She filed into the large lecture hall at Temple University, found a desk, sat down, and there was a rerun of Seinfeld playing. And the law professor said, "What year in school are you in?" And there were 5 multiple choice options. Then the students started clicking in different answers to questions. 66% of them happened to be freshmen. But what you're getting is interaction from every student back. That means, I have to be awake. You know? Monday mornings, that's got to be fun. Now,
Dr. So-and-so, I'm sorry I wasn't here. Can I send my roommate with my clicker?
See, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, now, man, you just got to push this button when they're asking for attendance, okay?
Hey, check it out. He gave me his clicker. I'm totally going to mess up his grade.
Yeah. So, yes, it could be fraught.
Dude, they gave a pop quiz while we were in there. You made a zero.
Yeah, it could be fraught with disaster, so we'll see. Oh, did you see this about OPA at 7:22?
OPA?
OPA began her final season, of course. What was that, last week?
Yeah.
Where she's sending everybody
to
Australia.
Knocked off the ratings throne.
Oh, what? Really?
Latest Nielsen shows that Judge Judy overtook OPA.
Mm.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah,
boy, you think Judge Judy's in trying to renegotiate her contract?
I don't know, but I'm thinking, OPA may, pay her to sit out on the sidelines for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
a non-compete contract.
Yeah, that or Nielsen has an above-average concentration of white trash with diaries this year.
Yeah. Harpo Productions just bought Judge Judy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they'll do.
Moving him to Sunday mornings at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go see that. Oh, and tonight is Dancing with Stars premiere tonight? Do you know? Oh,
you know, Scott.
Scott, don't you try to paint us into a corner.
Don't act like you don't know.
All right, we're going
to
have next.
We're the ones that were supposed to come to your house, remember?
That's right. Next half hour, we'll have the ratings on, the odds on that, because, you know, that's going to be interesting. Also, boys, just to keep your attention up, we're going to have a story about a house. There's somebody who's, and it has to do with Cuddy. So.
Oh, well, then we'll have to give Tom a cold shower.
I saw Cuddy.
Here
on
we go.
I saw Cuddy on an old Seinfeld the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's sleeping with George.
The risotto.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in bed with George. And I'm thinking, George.
She had lower standards back then.